Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, another week of the Lake Show and Final Pitch. News Talk 830 WCCO. We're mixing and matching this week. And that's what we typically do. Lake Show tonight. Final Pitch the next couple of days. More Lake Show. And then Friday on the 4th, I'm filling in on the Chad Hartman Show. Where do we begin today? We begin today with exposing a myth. Yes, a myth. Something that truly doesn't exist. And the myth that I speak of is the concept of bipartisanship. It's a myth. It doesn't truly exist anymore as it stands right now. Hopefully, there will be a day where we can get back to the finding common ground. But it doesn't exist. And I think that we'll all be better off if we acknowledge that. Because I think it's something that we all can work on. Okay, but specifically in politics, bipartisanship does not work. It's not a thing. I'm not going to say it doesn't work. It could work if all of our hearts are in the right place. But right now, it doesn't exist. You guys know that I'm not the biggest fan of the president. Now, when he does something that I think is right, I'll gladly give him a thumbs up. When he does things often that I disapprove of, I'll talk about that too. Something that has been said that's not true is that Donald J. Trump is presidential in terms of like how he is, that he has really stepped into the role and following in the footsteps of maybe some of the other people that have held that prestigious office. He's not presidential. And I think that everybody knows that. I remember Van Jones, was like 2018, there was something that occurred and he's on CNN and he was like wiping his eyes. He's like, oh, he became presidential tonight. We mourn the loss, not as a state, but as a world, of Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. And it angers me. And it should anger you. And I don't care what your politics is or are, that the president of the United States of America skipped the funeral. That's telling to me, it's unfortunate, and it's clearly a missed opportunity on his part. We often talk about, as a country, bringing people together. Isn't that about as big of a moment to bring people together? Isn't that something that's significant in our world two people being assassinated, killed. And as the commander in chief, you skip it. It's just another day in our life. To not acknowledge and pay respects to that couple that was slain in what authorities say was a plot targeting Democrats? What does that say about you as a person? About you as a man? About you as a human being? You can be a Republican. You can be a Democrat. You can just be a person that doesn't feel like they have to be a slave to the label, of which I've talked about before. You can be just whoever you are and feel like that's a slap in the face. Because I feel that. And to me, I'm always going to be the person that will put the shoe on the other foot and try to make sense of it and say, well, how would I feel? I just, to not be there. And it's not me looking and seeing that Joe Biden was there, or that Kamala Harris was there. They're not the commander in chief. They're not the current administration. They're not the president. For him to not be there, it really, quite honestly, rubs me the wrong way. And before anybody says, well, so what, he didn't show up, did he really need to show up? It's a respect thing. And as a Minnesotan, don't you feel disrespected? Text line, 651-461-9226. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm angered by it, because I'm not shocked or surprised, but it does bother me. I'm not going to say it doesn't bother me, because clearly I'm talking about it. But to skip the funeral of Melissa and Mark Portman is, in my opinion, it is unacceptable.
I think we knew that he wouldn't be attending because of his inaction about picking up the phone and why he wouldn't even call Governor Walz. And, you know, when you were talking about respect, there's, unless you are falling in line with the party and what he says and what he wants, there's no respect given to him because he feels like it is not given to him first. For, I don't think, Henry, actually, as my voice cracks, it didn't mean to. I think people are more offended when you are a member of a political party than you are about representing the state of Minnesota. There are some people that are like, I would rather be labeled as a member of my political party rather than a Minnesotan. So I just have this feeling that if you're a Trump supporter out there and it's like, hey, it's not a big deal. So what? He didn't call him. Big deal. So what? He's got other things going on. Deal with it. I don't think that Minnesotans that support Donald Trump
are
upset.
Why are we lowering the standards of the office then? Because that's never been the thought process.
But to them, it's not lowering the office. It's just being true to who you are.
If Donald Trump hates, if he hates Tim Walz, so what? It's not about Tim Walz. It's about others.
No, there is nobody else, though. I don't like Tim Walz, and Tim Walz is not deserving of anything because Minnesota is a blue state. I don't care if there are people that supported him. Minnesota is a blue state. So
is that Donald Trump speaking through you right
that's
now?
That's Donald Trump. I am channeling, you know, I'm trying to put myself in that position to be like,
but that's not logical, though. And the reason why it's not logical is because this was the funeral for the Hortmans. It wasn't Tim Walz appearing on Twin Cities Live.
No, but Melissa Hortman was, let's just be frank, she was a member of the DFL party. And it's if it was a member of the GOP, it would be different. But because she's a member of the DFL, I just get the sense there wasn't that urgency that was needed.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If it, let's say that it was a Republican and their significant other, okay, that was slain here, do you think that Tim Walz would have been there?
Absolutely. Yeah, he would have.
Do you think that Joe Biden would have been there?
I don't know. I believe so, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, I don't know that Joe Biden would be there.
And if people believe that he wouldn't be, I would criticize Joe Biden too. I would criticize whoever. But text line, weigh in, 651-461-9226. So if you want to call, you can do that as well. We got to get to a better place, but as it stands right now, I think it's a myth. We get to that next year on The Late Show. All right, the text line weighing in. They always do, 651-461-9226 if you'd like to call as well. From the 612, skip the funeral question mark. He couldn't even bring himself to call the governor to offer condolences. He's not only unpresidential, he's petty and vindictive. I will say this to that texter. And they followed up with, he had too much going on to call over an assassination. That's disgusting for a president. Terrible. The texter is right. But one thing I would say to the texter about the he couldn't bring himself to call the governor, which we know that that's true. But I say this, I've said it, and I'll say it again. It's never too late to do the right thing. Even when you have not been appropriate in your response, you've been wrong about things, it's never too late to do the right thing. And I'll say this right now. I know that we've moved past the service and all that. If Donald Trump picked up the phone tonight and called Governor Walz and says, you know what? I should have called you initially when it happened. I should have been at the funeral. I was wrong for that. You know what? As much as I have, or as I've had a feeling and dislike for him, I would respect that, though. How could you not respect that?
To me, if I'm in that position, there's no way that I make the call now. To me, it's like the window has closed.
No, it hasn't.
And if I make that call now, I look weak. I look weak, like I've been given in.
No,
I've caved.
No, I've
caved to people wanting me to call.
Why would you? So you think that there is? So you think that for human beings that are in the wrong with their actions, when they accept responsibility for their actions and they apologize for their actions, you think that the timeline, that there's a specific timeline you got to fit?
You're operating under the assumption that he feels like he's done something wrong, apologize.
That's not what I said.
I mean, we're talking about Donald Trump calling Tim Walz about the assassination of Melissa and Mark Hortman.
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump is never going to admit that he was in the wrong.
That's not what I'm saying, Chris. I never said that he's going to. I know who Donald Trump is. We know who Donald Trump is. What I am saying is if he did call, I would give him some props for that. I would acknowledge that. I think that that is appropriate to do that. So I fundamentally disagree with that. We can have a feeling about what we think he would do in this time or how he would proceed moving forward. But I'm not going to sit here and act as though it wouldn't matter to me. It would matter to me. From the 320, should it bother us? Yes. He has no respect for our state because of what our state has done in spite of him. The only person important to him is himself. Unless someone owes him something, everyone else be damned. From the 612, Governor Walz is not the Democrat I grew up with. I grew up with Humphrey. Today's Democrat Party is too far to the left. I think that there are a lot of people out there that would say, okay, there's people that are too much to the left and there's people too much to the right. I think that that's what people feel about politics in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, both sides have the extremism have both, like, they both hijacked the party, and that's the identity. There are a lot of people in the middle that feel like, well, I have to be identified as this or that, where it's like there's more people in the middle than I think what we realize, but it is the vocal minority on the ends that is what I think is fueling the perception of both the political parties.
Well, let me throw this out there, because a couple people have mentioned this, okay? And I understand the sentiment, although I don't necessarily agree with the sentiment. But there are a few people on the text line that said or are saying that it's better that he wasn't there. I can't sit here and say that that's true. That's not how I feel. Okay. I know that we can all feel however we want to feel, right? But if we talk about being the best version of ourselves, that doesn't mean that we are apart from each other in all things in life.
Yeah, it would show empathy and,
yes,
and compassion towards people that are different than you, people that lean politically different than you. And I understand where they say, well, it's better that he shouldn't have been. And maybe from a friction perspective, maybe that's true. But I feel like the gesture and what it represents could have gone a long way towards maybe repairing some bad feelings. Maybe not all the way, but I feel like just the gesture would have been symbolic.
So you're speaking my language then. That's the same thing with regards to the phone call. If he called tonight, it's not that it's fundamentally what you just said is exactly what I just stated.
Right, but the funeral and all of the services that happen,
we can't have it both ways
in real time. No, I'm saying
we can't talk about being sympathetic, empathy, and all this stuff. But if he called tonight, we're not going to give him credit for that.
If he called tonight, the perception, again, I'm trying to go out there and see what is the perception if he calls tonight. It's been, what, 2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks since this has happened. He, if you do it after a period of time, and there's been a lot of banter, you do not want to come off as weak. The one thing that Donald Trump does not want to do is come off as weak, or he's, you know, he can be manipulated. He will not, if he was not going to do it, he's not going to do it now, because there's too much chatter out there that, well, maybe I should do this because it was the right thing to do. The right thing for him to do in his mind is to just ignore it because it didn't happen.
And I'm not expecting him to, but it's not, it should not be about perception. It should be about doing the right thing.
It should, see, yeah, there it is. That's the key. It's about perception. It's not about actions. It's about perception. How does he want to be perceived? How are things being perceived? What is the impression?
And I would want that from Democrats if it was GOP leaders that were slain as well.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. We're going to take a look at the local weather. And the older I get, the more I focus in with regards to severe storm coverage. This weekend was a clear example. We'll get to that next year on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The older I get, the more I get into the severe storm coverage. I really do. And I know that we work here at WCCO Radio, and when there's severe storms, we get it out to you. You know, we give you the information. We get the cut-ins from Chris Schaefer. But this Saturday night, I'm sitting at home and it's late. And I want to say it was around, what was it, maybe 10 o'clock-ish or whatever. And I had it locked into Ian Leonard on Fox 9. And I'm watching the coverage. And I don't know if you get excited by this, Chris, but I was excited. Not because I wanted us to have bad weather. Number one, I wanted to be informed on what the heck was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But to see meteorologists display their talent like that with breaking news is very unique and it's really, really cool. It is really, really cool. It's almost like they're different people in media that when there are special occasions that you really see the brain trust. You see them in action and it really gets you excited. So like, for instance, was it Steve Kornacki?
Oh, on election night?
On election night.
Yeah.
Like, he's revved up. He's going through the different charts, and he's going from county to county. Like, you can't say that's not awesome. Like, it's awesome to watch Ian Leonard do his thing, and he had somebody that was assisting him as well, to watch him, though, just kind of navigating it. And it wasn't like they kept going to commercials and stuff like that. Like, he's on.
You're nonstop.
Nonstop. Yeah. I think it's rather cool. And I never was that way like, you know, 20 years ago, maybe even like 10 years ago. But it is cool to watch these talented individuals, these meteorologists, do this in real time.
It's so easy, right? Well, and I say easy as if, you know, we're an outsider looking at her. I'm going to speak for me that, okay, you're sitting there at the teleprompter. All you have to do is read a prompter, have a little fun, make a few jokes. You're 5 or 6 minutes and then you're done. When you're in that situation, and it is literally on the fly, and you have to figure it out as you go. That is a very special talent because, you know, people say they like anybody that does television and then radio will tell you they like radio because it's a lot more free flowing and it's you're not as boxed in. But when they have to just step in and go, like it is all things are changing and things are so fluid. And you have to go from, okay, there's, you know, these storms in Waconia. Oh, guess what? We have to go up to Brainerd. Oh, now way down to Mazeppa. Oh, by the way, this is happening just, you know, just on the other border by, you know, of, you know, Watertown and Sisseton. So you got so many different things and you have to do it on the fly. And to show your personality, it is very impressive when people can do that because plus, you have to be composed. That, to me, is also as well. Like, you have to be composed about things. And to me, it wouldn't be easy.
Well, and this is the thing about it, okay? This is the thing about it, Chris, is that in somebody that does TV, TV goes fast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The pace and everything goes fast. But this is different. This is not me sitting down with Jim Rich or Mod Hicks and they're asking me questions about the Twins or the Timberwolves, whatever. Like, those type of conversations happen, and it goes by really quickly.
Because it's controlled.
But this is a meteorologist that has to deal with navigating a map. The stuff is actually happening. And so, like, they to be able to break that down, to be able to do all of that, and that's a different type of flow. It's a totally different type of flow.
You got to break it down, and you got to be able to communicate it too.
Dude,
like it's
impressive. Man.
They think in terms that you have to really dumb it down, and that's the thing. It's like I don't understand meteorologist, you know, gibberish and terminology and whatnot. Like Michael Scott, you have to explain it to me like I'm five.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have that ability, and again. Things change. Things can change so fast and at different areas. So you got to figure out what's happening here, this to here, and tie it all in and also not alienating somebody because we know when something happens, we see it on the text line or we hear it. It's like, well, okay, there's no bad weather. It's not happening here. Well, yeah, just because it's not happening to you and doesn't mean it's not happening to somebody else. So I think the key is to look at everybody and not just think that, okay, there's one area I have to focus on, because as long as you've got people in your listening area, your watching area, you have to consider all of the population.
Yeah, 651-461-9226. Are you guys like me? Do you kind of geek out in these moments? Because I was geeking out over it. And you're seeing the storms, and what were they talking about? Waconia, stuff was coming through Eden Prairie. Mm-hmm. Like, we were getting hit with the wind and the rain.
Oh, it was nasty.
But you know, it wasn't like in downtown Minneapolis that there was a tornado or anything like that. Because I think that there were, overall, there were four tornadoes that went through Carver County, I think.
I don't know the exact. I was listening to Chris Schaefer earlier today, and he just talked about how already, to you know, talk about meteorologists, we've already had more storms, more tornadoes this year and last year we've already had more than this year than like the last 2 years. And it's insane to think about that, because we are just at the end of June. Like, it's crazy to think about this weather pattern that we've been on. And it's like, we're going to get 3 days of sunshine. It's like, I'll be damned, we get 3 days of sunshine. This is fabulous. But then, oh, guess what? Because this year, it seems like when we've had the rain, it's been extreme. Like, it's not just been a little drizzle. Like, we get the whole kit and caboodle so far this year. But yeah, I don't know. But you know,
speaking of weather, Jimmy Erickson just texted me, producer for the morning news. He, the morning news of Anita Sakar, just poured for about 5 minutes in southwest Minneapolis. Light rain now. And I bet the sun will come out soon. It's doing nothing where we're at. It is all good. It's not raining here. So
looking at the cloud cover.
Yeah. So well, we know it's partly cloudy. I just gave you the weather report. Well, literally 10 minutes ago.
All those big buildings. I can't see with all those big buildings. Like, I don't know.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, he texted you, but the great thing is, like, with the station, like, people will text you, and it's like, you're like, oh, I get a text from Carter, you know, Jimmy or whatever. And I'm like, I'm sitting over here, and I'm like, I ain't got nothing. My phone's in sleep mode because ain't nobody texting me about stuff. But that's all right, though.
You feel left out? Sorry.
You know what, though? Sorry, Jimmy, it doesn't affect me, okay? We're in the northwestern suburbs, okay? I don't need to know about what's happening in southwest Minneapolis, okay?
You don't care about everybody else?
No. Mm. Hell no. No, it's just about me. What's happening in my backyard? What's happening in my front yard? All right, I see the water outside of our back window. You know, the pond, it's getting a little bigger. You know, the ducks are, you know, ducks get a little bit closer to us. That's all right. The ducks and the geese, and we get a little wild kingdom going on over at the Casa de Tubbsy. So it's all right. Southwest Minneapolis, pff, I ain't there. I'll care about it when I go to southwest Minneapolis, but right now, pff,
well, something happened over the weekend that Chris Tubb absolutely 100% cares about. That we will get to next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, I love the text line. Thank you for the 218. Hi, Henry. Ian's helper was Cody Matz. That's the name. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you so much. He is usually the early morning weather guy. Great show. Thank you. Thank you for texting in, because you're spot on. And then also another text. Nothing was better than Paul Douglas's coverage of the July 1986 tornado in Fridley in Brooklyn Park, with Max Mesmer covering it all in the Sky 11 chopper.
Man, what happened to weather choppers? Like, why does nobody have weather choppers anymore? Why can't we have choppers? I mean, it would be awesome. I think somebody the other day asked me if I was going to take the CCO private jet somewhere, and I just
laughed. Why do we need choppers, though?
Why not?
Why do we need choppers with tornadoes going on?
Well, you're not going to fly a chopper. I mean, this is not
I'm saying in bad weather, severe storms, why would you want a chopper out?
I mean, you know, it's a way to chase tornadoes.
I mean, what?
Yeah. People
what
chase
do you mean? Tell me what you mean.
People chase tornadoes when they're, you know, when they're on
it's
the ground.
It's one thing to be on the ground. It's another thing to be in the air.
No, I know. It's just amazing when you think about just, yeah, I mean, whatever station can get a chopper, that's my station.
Okay.
I can absolutely be bribed with aircraft.
All right, so something happened, and I wonder if you're either scared or if you're proud today about something your daughter did.
Little bit of column A, little bit of column B. My daughter turned 15 today, and she had been taking driver's ed. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, she did all the required stuff. My wife took her to get her written test and get her permit. It took me like two or three times to pass. So I'm like, okay, you know, she's not going to get it the first time. I mean, damn, she didn't get it the first time. I'm like, okay. And now reality, honestly, you guys, like reality is setting in for me. So sitting there talking to my wife, we're like, what vehicle is she going to drive? What do we have to do with our insurance? And we're kind of talking about like, how does she actually start behind the wheel? And here's my question to you guys that have had this. Like, how do you handle, like, when your kids started driving? Because I'm nervous about how to do this. I don't know that I've got the temperament to teach. So when your kids started driving, like, how did you help your kids when they started driving? Because, I mean, I kind of got a plan, but I don't know if I'm going to, like, do her a disservice or not. So I'm just wondering.
Well, don't ask me.
I mean,
I don't have any kids.
I'm really proud of her. Don't get me wrong. You know, people are like, well, does it make you feel old? Yeah, it makes me feel like Iron Sheik trying to get to the ring old. Just like, you know, I already wake up and I'm sore, but I'm like, okay, 15.
Why did it make you feel old?
Well, it makes me feel old.
At some point, she's going to drive.
I know she's going to drive.
At some point, she's going to have a kid, maybe, right? Maybe, possibly.
She's not interested in that right now, which I'm totally cool.
I didn't
cool.
say tonight.
I know not tonight, but they tell us that you go into a parking lot and you practice there. So we're thinking we're going to go into a big parking lot close to us and just kind of like drive around the school campus where she's going to be going to high school. That's kind of what our plan is, because like how long until we allow her to actually like get on the roadway and just kind of slowly try the subdivision or try one of the two-lane roads. It's a major road.
But hold on. How long do you have a permit for?
I think she's got a permit for a year.
Oh.
And I know that with the driving school, she's got to take four classes, four behind the wheel, one in each season. So we're thinking that we'll book one for the fall, one for the winter, one for the spring, and then one before she turns 16 next summer. But she's got to have time with us, with her mom and I. So we're thinking that we're just going to start her out in a little parking lot where she can kind of get used to like the vehicle. Because I mean, honestly,
hold on.
What?
That goes without saying. That's where you start, is in a parking lot.
That's kind of what we were. But we're also starting in one.
That's everybody, though.
Right.
I don't think anybody, unless you're in a rural area and you can just go out and you can just drive around and not be up amongst traffic, but mm-hmm. not in a big city,
yeah.
Start in a parking lot.
Yeah, and where we're going to go is fortunate because it's got a lot of right turns and it's got a lot of stop signs, and there's a couple of stoplights that are in that area. So we're teaching that we're trying to go an area where around this campus, she's going to have different little things that she's going to encounter without really having it during a busy time. Okay, there we go. Now we got a little bit on the talk and text line. Took him to the church parking lot, quite large, even has a one-way. We've talked about that too, because church parking lots, that was something that my wife recommended, that it's big. It's just got, you know, a bunch of different options. 100% the parking lot. Did this with my kids to practice braking and accelerating and turning and then driving around our suburban neighborhood. Okay. And that's kind of where we want to keep her, is around the neighborhood. I don't know until how long until we feel like we really want to cut her loose. Like, how, do you remember how long it took you? Because I know, I grew up in rural Minnesota, and I know that, like, when I got my permit, and, you know, I drove a little bit with parents, but I was able to drive, like, 20 miles with, like, nobody around because there was nobody there.
Well, there was nobody around you.
I know.
So
well,
you weren't a threat.
No, well.
To harm anybody but yourself.
Was it really good to let?
But didn't you do? Didn't you have the where you had to take the, like the you know like when we drive around right now and you'll see the bumper sticker and it'll be like,
oh, student driver.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't you have to do all that?
Yeah, I had. I had somebody with me when we first started, but we did that in a very small town of about 700.
It's no different here. I mean, you see it all the time on the freeways.
Yeah, and that's also like I'm nervous about getting one of those stickers too, because that's going to be on my car, and people are going to think that I'm the student driver. Because we've already decided that she's going to be driving my car, which is smaller.
Wait, why would you put a sticker on your car?
Well, because she's going to be the one that she's going to be driving my car, and it's the student driver. You put the sticker like she's going to be driving
I've
my.
I'm talking about the. I would never put that sticker on my vehicle. I am talking about the service where. You get with the person, the instructor, the driving instructor, and in the vehicle that you're in with them, it has it already on the back.
Yeah, well, she's got to do that, but she's got to spend time with us first before she does that.
Yeah, but why do you need to put a sticker on your own vehicle? There's because no need for it.
Well, because she's going to be driving our vehicle.
But
she's going to be driving our vehicles?
I understand that. You don't have to put a sticker on there, though.
Well, I mean, shouldn't you when you have, like, a student driver?
You don't have to.
Oh, okay, well... Okay.
I'm just saying, you can put a sticker on there if you want, but it's not needed. You don't have to.
Okay,
just because your daughter's driving doesn't mean you got to put a sticker on there.
Yeah, I would just, I figured that was kind of a prerequisite, though. Like, you really had to. I mean, honestly.
I'll never forget the taking driver's ed as an actual class in high school. Mr. Moskowitz, that was my teacher. Rest in peace to Mr. Moskowitz. He passed away a couple years ago. But yes, that was my driver's ed teacher. He was awesome.
I didn't even have a driver's ed teacher. We just had, like, one of our school teachers who didn't have anything to do, and they were like, you know what, we're gonna be your driver's ed teacher. And I didn't know anything about him, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is let's know how close she gets to the mailbox is the first time she goes out on the road in your neighborhood. We have people in our subdivision, man, like, they take up the whole damn road. It is just super annoying. But I will tell you, she is really in tune with what we're doing. Like, she is just like, hey, you got to do this. You got to do this. It's a 3-second rule. So I do appreciate that she is definitely keeping us, you know, it's like she's quizzing us at the same time.
Well,
so
good
we're,
luck.
We're, yeah, thanks.
Good luck.
If you see my car dented up, you'll know what happened.
I've seen your car dented up because of you.
It wasn't me. Wasn't me. It's Shaggy, wasn't me.
Coming up next, we had the NBA draft. We got NBA free agency, Trent Tucker. He joins us next to break it all down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.